is URN University Radio Nottingham.
Hello and welcome to our second of the Sunbonnet and Question Times, lovingly covered by URN today. My name is Ashley Sawyer-Smith, my pronouns are they, them, and I am the Deputy Returning Officer, and I will be asking the questions today. For this question time, it will be a bit more of a round table event, so we'll be asking similar questions to the candidates, and then we'll go round, and they will answer based on their own kind of thoughts and feelings within their own role. So we're going to just quickly pass the mic around, and people just introduce themselves, just your name, your pronouns, and what you're running for. So I'll pass over to you.
Hi, I'm Marcus. My pronouns are he, him, and I'm running for sports officer.
Hi, I'm Daisy. My pronouns are she, her, and I'm running for community officer.
Hi, my name is Yan Lu, and I want to elect myself as activity officer.
Hello, I'm Sean Nolan. Pronouns are he, him, and I'm running for sports officer as well.
Thank you very much, everyone. And also, if you want me to repeat the question, I'm more than happy to. I will kind of walk around so that I can repeat the question into the microphone as well. So the first question, as we are at Sutton Bonington, is how do you think you could increase awareness and engagement of your area at Sutton Bonington, as well as other campuses outside of the main campus that we were on yesterday? Okay, and I'll pass over to yourself. So make sure that you say your name and your role before you answer, as we are on audio today.
So once again, I'm Marcus and I'm running for sports officer. I think it's a great question. Obviously, SB can sometimes feel a little bit neglected. However, this year, as I've started to help organise the IMS Touch Rugby, we've brought in two SB teams that have played every Sunday and have really enjoyed it. I've also worked closely with the women's rugby team, who regularly play friendly fixtures against SB. And one thing I'd like to do is just make sure that all the sports clubs at SB get regular fixtures against their their University Park counterparts, but also get included a lot more in competitive fixtures, and also that the players are welcome to trial for the Uni Park teams if they want to get more serious and play Bucks, and possibly also try and look at extending just play opportunities to SB as well.
Thank you very much. So same question for the next candidate. How would you increase awareness and engagement of your role and what you do at Sutton Bonington and other smaller campuses outside of University Park?
Thank you. It's Daisy again, Community Officer. So SB is a huge part of the Community Officer remit, and it's something that I realise has to have huge emphasis going into the new year. I put things about SB in my manifesto. I put that I want to improve catering and road safety around SB. But to be honest, from conversations that I've heard during campaigning, I think that top-down approach isn't the way to go. I want to improve communication between the SU and the SB Guild. I want to make sure that there are focus groups held to find out what students actually need, but also there's a huge amount of issues here between communication between here and Uni Park, but also on campus issues that I've heard about. And I want to know what needs to be prioritised. And as someone who has come to SB for the first time yesterday, I can't begin to claim to know. And the main thing I want to do is make sure that those students are heard.
Thank you very much. And of course, the same question for the next candidate. How will you increase engagement at Sutton Bonington and other smaller campuses of Nottingham, engagement and awareness in your area that you're running for? So remember to repeat your name and your role before you answer the question.
Thank you. My name is Yan Lu, and as I said in my manifesto, I think our university network is well, and it's my first year in UK, and I attended as the course representative and also joined the student union of our university. I got a better understanding about the network of UK university, but I find that even though there are many international students as specifically Chinese students in our university, but they hardly involved in our activities and the student union. And so I want to let our university be more integration and diversity. All things I want to do is, first one is communicating all the student rights service and the student societies, volunteer teams to create a better community for our students. And the second one, I want to help more international students and Chinese students involved in our university activities and clubs and student unions work. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And for the final candidate for this question, same question again. How do you increase awareness and engagement within your area at Sutton Bonington and other smaller campuses?
Thank you. So Sean again, going for sports officer. I think something that Daisy touched on is quite telling. A lot of us come to Sutton Bonington for the first time, and most of us are third years, so we've not had the chance with COVID to get involved with SB maybe as much as 5 years ago, 3 years ago. So what we're really fortunate enough to have on the sports exec is a Sutton Bonington representative. And I think working really closely with them in a way which we look at SB from the needs of the sporting needs, specifically for a sports officer, but look at the sporting needs of the SB students, and then look at how Engage IMS, IMS works on SB, how it can be incorporated onto Uni Park as well. I went to the sports centre early on, and it is a bit ridiculous how good the facilities are, but making sure we utilise them in a way that we don't just look at Uni Park as the central hub for sports, but actually the outreach to the sports centre here on SB, using the sports exec, using the people's opinions who it matters most for SB, and that's the students that are here. So yeah, that's how I do it.
Thank you very much. The second question, we're going to look a little bit more into kind of funding for your roles. So if you were given £15,000 on top of everything that we have for the Students' Union, specifically for your area, what would you spend that on? What would be kind of your key project for the year with that £15,000? And I'm going to start, I'm going to stagger it so everyone has a chance to start first and last. So I'll pass over to you.
So, genuinely. oh yeah, Daisy Community. Communa Daisy, if you like. That's my Instagram handle. The thing that I really would love to do in this, if I was given magically given 15 grand, would be to... one of my manifesto points is creating a community vegetable garden on University Park campus. And this is something that I would really like to do. I'd like to set it up as an SRS that students and staff can contribute to as a well-being initiative, as well as it would be great for sustainability. It could provide food for halls. You know, there's lots of benefits to that. And that's what I'd like to do with the money. But I've also recently found out that the Sutton Bonington already have an allotment, but that this allotment is currently kind of at threat through lack of funding, but also the university wanting to use that space for other purposes. So see the community vegetable patch as a campus, cross-campus wide scheme, because I'd like to use that money to create one on Uni Park, but also protect the one that already exists on SB.
Thank you very much. And that'd be the same question for the next candidate. So if you had £15,000, on top of everything you can do, what is kind of the key project you would spend that on and focus on for the next year?
Yeah. Oh, 15,000 is too much. I think we need to use it in the volunteer teams, because I think it's very important to support them. And second one, I think I should use this fund on student societies and student-run service. I have not too much idea about that.
Thank you very much. And same question for the next candidate. If you had £15,000 on top of everything you have to focus on a key project that you deliver in the next 12 months, what would you spend that on?
Thank you. Sean again, sports officer. I think if I had to focus £15,000 on one key project, I'd look into specific welfare training. So something I was at last week was the men's mental health in sport talk, which was held at David Ross. And at the start, something really sort of striking for me happened. They asked if anybody was a mental health first aider, and three people put their hands up out of 30 of us. And we were all people who are involved in mental health schemes and good mental health sort of practice at uni, and 10% of people were mental health first aiders. Now, if you take that and you look at all the coaches that are on campus across all the different sports, all the presidents, all the committee roles, you got 10% of people who know how to deal with a mental health issue should one occur in sport. That worries me a little bit. As someone who's been, you know, on the negative side of a mental health crisis in sport, and someone who's had to try and deal with one as well, I think providing the right training for mental health difficulties that occur specifically within sport, but obviously that's a transferable skill to any part of life. And I think coming out of COVID, where I spoke on campus today with a few people who said that you'd be lying if you said that your mental health hadn't taken a toll in the last 2 years. So providing mental health first aid training for as many people in sort of higher up roles within club communities would be how I spend £15,000.
Thank you very much. And then the same question for our final candidate. If you had £15,000 on top of everything that you would have as an officer, what would be your key project to spend it on and why?
Thank you very much. So once again, I'm Marcus and I'm running for sports officer. One thing I do with £15,000 is try to boost the amount of inclusive sports events that we run at the university. Currently, we run some great girls' night in programmes and also inclusive sports days. One of the key points on my manifesto under the Just Play More Sport bullet point is that I want to make sure we run at least one inclusive sports day at the start of each semester, just making sure that all year round our students from all different ethnicities and backgrounds feel included in UON sports. Also, as we are on SB, and it with £15,000 added to my budget, there'd be a great idea to be able to increase the outreach to SB. For example, an inclusive sports day on SB, for example, or possibly even just like a Just Play Sports Day here, held on SB, perhaps.
Yep. Thank you very much. Now we're going to go into a specific question. So I will start with the activities officer role. What do you think is the most important skill or experience that you think an activities officer should have to do this role? So what do you think is the most important skill for an activities officer to have to be able to do, be able to undertake this role? Okay?
I think the most important is interpersonal skill, communication skill, and the skill to organize an activity. In my undergraduate studies, I was a member of the outreach club of our university, and I always need to communicate with other other departments and some student societies. So I think how to express yourself is very important, and how to take care of everyone's feeling is very important. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're now going on to a specific question for the sports officer candidates. And I'm going to pass over to one of our SB students to ask the question.
My name's Jade. Do I have to say what course I study? And I study animal nutrition on SB. My question for the sports candidates running is, so on SB, all of our sports groups are classed as activities and fall in, well, are classed as student groups and fall under the activities officer. And we only have one technically sports group that will fall under the sports sports officer. I can't get my words out today. My question to you would be, how would you cater to the specific needs of our sports groups despite them not being sports groups? And how would you include them in the wider university?
Hello, Sean again, sports officer. I think it's a great question. And one of my key points on manifesto is about communication and how at the end of the day, and I think it's true for all officer roles, not one single person has the answer. And it's not going to be a case of, right, you're the sports officer, let's fix it, let's change it. It's going to be actually working with the activities officer, working with the person on the sports exec who represents Sutton Bonington and working with the students themselves. So I think the key to integrating the water cluster's activities on Sutton Bonington into the wider sporting community is actually a collaborative approach needed and making that communication clear and consistent between the two so that a sports officer might be saying one thing, an activities officer might be saying another thing for, you know, sports officer says, right, I want to improve Just Play, I want to improve IMS on SB. But then the activities officer doesn't really know that's part of the manifesto, that's part of the project aims, say, for that month. So providing a clear, consistent outreach from the SU office to the students, to SB, would be the way to work with the specific needs of the SB campus and water cluster activities, water cluster sports, and actually fully integrating them into what do people really want? Because at the end of the day, I've been on Uni Park all my life. You know, I've not been part of the sports centre here. I've not been part of activities here. So it's not something I can say, right, well, I know all the answers to. It's actually going to be, you're going to have to work with the rest of the committees, with the rest of the officer roles to make that happen.
Thank you very much. I'll get Jay to repeat the question before we hand over to the other sports candidate who's here today.
I can't remember what most of my question was now. I'm Jay. I study animal nutrition on Sutton Bonington. And my question is, a lot of our sports groups on SB are classed as activities and they don't fall necessarily under the jurisdiction of the sports officer, mainly the activities officer. And how would you make sure they were integrated into the wider university sporting community?
Yeah, so this is Marcus, sports officer. Like Sean said, it's a great question. One thing that I think would definitely need to be done was, first of all, although like you said, the sports clubs here are known as activities and report to the activities officer, they should not exclusively be only allowed to talk to the activities officer. If I'm elected as a sports officer, I want to be as visible and approachable to as many people as possible. This does apply to SB, but I think it also applies to the rest of the university. I think if you ask a lot of students currently who the current sports officer is or activities officer or a lot of different roles, they might not know. And so one of the key points on my manifesto is that I want to host weekly drop-in sessions for students to express ways in which they think the sporting experience can be improved, for committee members to ask me any questions about how they can help better run their clubs. But also it's just the hour drop-in sessions every week are just a way for my face to be more well known, make it more familiar, and also help people feel included in the sporting experience if they know a friendly face that they can go and chat to.
Thank you very much. And now for a specific question for the community officer role. As a community officer, you are one of the liaisons between the local governments and local representatives and students. What do you think is the best way to ensure that each group of students that are under different representatives, like SB here is under a different MP as than Derby, than University Park and everything like that? How do you think, as your role, can make sure that those students have those unique connections with their local representatives?
That is a good question. Communa Daisy, by the way. I think encouraging those representatives to engage with student populations is the key thing. I can't force students to engage with them on their own, but I think that Nadia Whittam, is that her name? The one for Nottingham East, is very present with the student population. She goes to a lot of Left Sock events. So we are very interconnected with her, but we don't have the same relationship with the other
MPs that are in charge of the areas that, like Lillian Greenwood. I really need to educate myself on the MPs in Nottingham. We don't have that same relationship with her, and also the Tory MP in Broxtow. I think that they need to be held accountable for that. I think that it's about approaching them and saying, hey, would you do a talk on campus about your job, and or would you host a surgery on campus? Because students have the exact same issues as every other citizen does, and they should have the right and also have the accessibility to be able to broach those issues with their local MPs. And right now, I don't think that they're really offering good enough services.
Thank you very much. We're now going to go on to our final question. And this is an all play, so everyone will be asked the same question. The question is what one activity do you think your area should do during Welcome Week to introduce SB students to your thing? So you can only do one activity in that week. What do you think that activity would be? Okay, and we're going to start with you.
Okay, so Marcus for sports officer. The one activity that I would try to organise during Welcome Week for SB students would be at the start of this year, I helped out with the IMS Sports Day, where we had about 10 different sports all play and halls could come down. It was a great day. But also with this, I'd make sure that SB was invited. I'm not sure if they were this year. And if I had the budget to fund this, I would make sure that there was plenty of transport running to SB, lots of communication in advance. But also, if transport was an issue, look at holding the event in SB as well. Obviously, people who live on SB, they don't want to have the inconvenience of thinking, oh, if I want to play great sport, I've got to go to Uni Park. It would just be great to hold a hall sports day or accommodation sports day here at SB during the Freshers Week.
Thank you very much. I'm now going to pass to our next candidate for the same question. If you could do one activity or an event for SB in Welcome Week, what would be that activity to introduce SB students to your area?
Oh, that's hard. It's Sean again. Sorry, struggling. No, I'm doing fine. What would I do? I think what Marcus has touched on is actually a really, really good idea. Having uni students not just sort of segregated into their campuses, whether it's SB or UP or Jubilee or wherever. So an event which incorporates all of them, whether it's held here, and that would look into events that are inclusive for everybody. So we've got currently on Uni Park, and I think they're playing tomorrow actually, the wheelchair basketball. That's sort of shot up in popularity and participation this year, and I know there's been talk about sitting volleyball as another inclusive event that could be done. So hosting an event like that, whether it's a taster session or a sort of mini competition on SB for an event like that, I think would not only sort of boost the integration between the campuses, but provide a really clear way to provide inclusive sport as part of my campaign and the entire year, fingers crossed.
Thank you very much. I'm going to pass on the next candidate, but I'll restate the question. If there is one event or one activity you could do during Welcome Week, so the first week that students are here, to introduce them to your area on this campus, on Sutton Boddington, what would that event be? What would be the activity or event you would do? Of course, no worries. So I'll repeat the question. What event would you do on this campus, so Sutton Boddington campus, to introduce students to your role during the first week of term, so Welcome Week? Doing on this campus. Let's leave it out. So, what event do you think will be good to introduce students to activities, to societies on SB campus during their first week of term?
Okay, thank you. I'm an activity officer, and today is my first time come this campus, and when I arrived in there, I look around and I found that there have an international student hub, and they hold some activities for students such as global coffee. I think it's a good idea to continue with. Because I see most of students in this campus is study in science, so I hope to organize more artistic activity for them, such as some exhibition, and some music concerts. Yeah.
Thank you very much. And now to our final candidate. Same question. What event would you do on SB campus on Welcome Week or their first week of term to introduce them to your area?
This is a bit of an easy question for me because my area is SB. So I'm running an event on SB about SB. I've heard that on SB they love a pub quiz. So I would host a pub quiz and I would do it with the guild committee. And I would go around to different tables and introduce myself and also introduce different guild committee members and say, we are your representatives. Follow us on all the social media. Come to us when you have issues. Because we are here for you, and I want to make sure that they know that I do care. And yeah, hopefully have a bit of fun as well. But yeah, pub quiz.
Thank you very much. And thank you all for coming. Thank you all for listening as well. Remember that voting closes on Friday the 25th of March at 1 p.m. So make sure you go to su.nottingham.ac.uk to vote. And remember, for every 100 voters, we plant a tree with the charity Trees for Tigers based in India. Thank you very much for coming along. This is the final question time and I hope to see you at our results night, either on this campus at SB in the barn, on University Park, on the piazza next to Portland Building, or online through NSTV and URN. Thank you very much and hope to see you there.
DJ! It's URN University Radio, Nottingham.